Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Christian. Good morning. My name's Abby Clancy, and I'm calling.
Abby, good morning.
I must excuse my voice. I've got really bad tonsillitis, so I sound a bit weird.
All right, don't worry. I've got a sore throat and a cough at the moment as well. But, hey, listen, thank you very much for giving us a call this morning.
No, thanks for having us in. Thanks for listening.
And who's asked you to give us a call?
Basically, I'm phoning on behalf of Best Beginnings. It's a charity that is extremely close to my heart. And, you know, it's all about giving kids the best start in life by starting with their parents and educating them and supporting them and to look after themselves and therefore give their babies their best chance. And I met Alison through a mutual friend, and I was just blown away. You know, she's from a scientist background, so she's fact, and I just couldn't believe some of the things I was being told. And, you know, as a mother myself, I was just like, oh, my God. And, you know, they do incredible things, and they've got a baby buddy app, which is any pregnant women out there now can download it. It's free, and it's got over 200 live videos on there. You know, it's got information, support, and it's fun. You can make your own, like, avatar, your own characters, dress them up. Because I think, you know, especially young people, and, like, even myself, I don't want to be bombarded with loads of information.
Sure.
And leaflets. It's boring. So it's a good way. And you'll be happy to know there's one for dads coming out soon, so you can get
Excellent.
Your dads involved there.
All right, and the name of the app then from Best Beginnings is Baby Buddy.
Baby Buddy,
right, check it out on the App Store.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Abby, obviously it's live radio, so we didn't know you were going to call, and we're in the middle of quite a big debate at the moment about what packet of crisps would you give to an alien to show them the very best of crisps. What would it be for you, Abby Clancy?
I'm quite a big Skips fan.
Skips? The prawn cocktail Skip?
Yeah.
Nice.
Actually, now I've got sore throats. I couldn't think of eating any else. Any spicy crisps.
No, it's too spicy, yeah. You go something like a roast beef and mustard Brannigans. It's simply too much for an alien, I fear. What do you think Peter's would be? What about your husband's? This is a good question they should have on Mr. and Mrs. You know,
I think he's a Walker's guy.
I bet he is.
Anything Walker's. He likes his prawn cocktails.
And this is why you're together. You both like crisp-based prawn cocktail snacks.
That's right. Well, he gets on my nerves because he always likes to bring crisps up at night and eat them in bed when we're watching, like, a box set, and I hate that. I hate food.
I like eating in bed. My wife then starts, like, hoovering the bed, and it takes, like, 10 minutes to get any particle or anything out of the bed. It's ages to clear it up afterwards.
I hate it. So, yeah, he's barred from that.
Now, listen, the way this works, Abby, everyone who calls in, every celebrity calls in, they leave a question for the next one. And your comes from TV anchorman, sports anchorman, Jim Rosenthal. His question, now, his son Tom has a small part in the new Bridget Jones movie. Have you seen Bridget Jones's Baby?
Yeah, it's amazing. I actually went the other day, and Pete said, the girl said, here's your two tickets for Bridget Jones' Baby. And he's like, that woman just called me baby. And I'm like, no, it's called Bridget Jones's Baby.
What do you think of it? What's your mark out of 10 for Bridget Jones's Baby? Jim only gave it a lukewarm 7.
Oh, I think 10. I love Bridget Jones. I'm a huge fan of all the films, so yeah, say 10.
Do you not think they missed a trick that they should have got Hugh Grant to be the voice of the baby?
The voice of the baby?
Yeah, should have been like Hugh Grant's voice. You know, that should have been... No.
Someone told me that Hugh Grant turned down the job because he didn't like the script.
What, the voice of the baby? Oh, they just needed to punch it up a bit. I think it could have been really funny.
The whole film.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, that's right. That's why Patrick's in it. Now, we need... This is the question from Jim Rosenthal. His son, Tom, asked Bridget Jones a question while she's been sick in a bin. What's the question? I've got no idea.
No idea.
No, nor have I.
Are you all right?
Is that it?
That's
right.
That is it. Yeah.
Oh, poor Tom, that's just one line.
Yeah.
All right, now we need a question from you, Abby, for the next celebrity, whoever calls us.
Well, I'll only tell you a question if you promise to go on the Best Beginnings website and donate.
Good, yeah. I'll have a look. All right, then, yeah. I will do that. What's your question?
My question would be... What was my wedding song?
Your wedding song? That's a great question.
Wow.
Now, listen, obviously we don't know when the next celebrity is going to call in. It might be the next 2 hours. It might not be till tomorrow. Are we allowed a couple of guesses?
Yeah, Yeah.
Now, obviously, Peter likes doing the robot. Is it an old school? Can I just ask one quick question? Was it an 80s old school song?
Not 80s, but the band were around in the 80s.
Bon Jovi.
Is it Bon Jovi?
No.
Oh, Bon Jovi.
It's similar.
Similar?
No, not similar, actually.
Not similar.
No, that's not happened to a Webby. I bet you're terrible at charades. Never play Pictionary. I don't know. What was it?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, it was You Too. Sometimes you can't make it on your own.
That's a lovely song. And did you do that thing that everyone's doing now where you had, like, lessons and some choreographed dance moves to do together?
No, I actually did Strictly after I was married, unfortunately.
Right.
So I didn't have any dance.
But don't you think that's the proper way that awkward, slightly shuffly kind of dance should go? It shouldn't be choreographed and perfect. It should slightly be, you know, not quite right.
I'm not a huge fan of that whole dance routine thing that people do. I think that's even more cringy than not being able to dance.
I think you're right.
But that's just my opinion.
Well,
I just think a nice, slow, smoochy shuffle.
It's going a little bit racy now, this conversation. I'm worried that some of the perverts that listen out there, be careful what you say. They'll be recording this.
No, it wasn't there like that.
Okay, good, that's good. That's, all right. Well, listen, Abby, thank you very much for giving us a call this morning. And best beginnings, check out the app,
yeah.
Best Buddy. No, sorry, not Best Buddy. That's a dog
Baby
one, I think.
Buddy.
Baby Buddy, that's the fella. And thank you very much for giving us a call, and I hope the sore throat clears up.
I hope it does, and I hope we win, because we really, really depend on, you know, the funding and the donations.
Well, that sounds like a very important charity. Good for you for being such an enthusiastic supporter as well. And hopefully, also some other good come out of this. The PR people that represent Prawn Skips might send you some.
Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope. All right, let's aim for that.
Cool.
Hey, listen, Abby, it's been a joy to chat to you. Say hello to Peter as well, and thanks for giving us a call. Have a good day.
I will.
Cheers,
thank you.
Bye.